This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. Progress phone of a patient named Carlton Thames, T-H-A-M-E-S. Carlton, C-U-R-L-D-E-N. Place was Kiss Haven, date was January 22nd, 2013. Repair guest, Mr. Thames, was seen regarding stroke history, hypertension, diabetes, mellitus, and recurrent urinary tract infection. Paragraph history, this man is comfortable, period. He has lost weight and has not been eating very well, period. He was tried on a pureed diet because of swallowing, but then at the family's request, he was made was put back on a regular diet, period. He doesn't want to eat, and that's the bigger problem. It's not as much an issue of not being able to eat. It's an issue of not wanting to eat much, and his family was concerned about that, and we worked him up, and we have treated him for urinary tract infection several times, the last one being around the 27th of December or so, period. In any case, he's comfortable. There's no pain. There's no dysuria, no dyspnea, period. Today he's feeling well, but he often wants to be left alone, especially in pertaining to feeding, period. His son made him a no CPR in the focus of comfort, period. He is speaking more than I've sometimes heard him say, but he's not oriented. Review of systems, so shortness of breath, pain, vomiting, or other complaints, examination, he's not distressed or ill, and he's adequately nourished. Lungs with clear to protection and auscultation period. Slightly diminished breath sounds due to poor effort. Cardiovascular, normal heart sounds, or gallop, or murmur, abdomen, soft, and non-tender. Skin on intact, warm and dry, and to progress assessment and plan. One, this man had a stroke with previous hemorrhagic transformation last fall, period. He had some hospitalization and has been at Kiss Haven since, period. He's on Keppra, 250 milligrams every 12 hours for seizure prevention, and Lopressor 25 milligrams BID plus Cannabis patch. PTSD weekly for hypertension control, period. He is allowed to eat what he wants, but we're not going to force him, period. This man also is on amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily for blood pressure, and blood pressure readings here have been stable, period. Paragraph, it's seizure disorder, prostatic hypertrophy is stable, period. He is comfortable, period. There's a history of diabetes, mellitus, period. There's no polyuria, polydipsia. Paragraph, examination, he's not distressed or ill, and he's adequately nourished. Lungs are clear to percussion and auscultation. Cardiovascular, normal heart sounds, no gallop, no murmur. Abdomen is non-tender. CNS revealed see right hemiplegia period, the right plantar is ongoing. Musculoskeletal exam reveals reduced range of motion of both shoulders, but more on the right, period. And no acute joint inflammation. Paragraph assessment. When this man has a stroke with hemorrhagic transformation, and this is baseline, period. He's speaking as good as I've actually seen him speak, and he had aphasia, period.
Hello?
Thanks. Bye. New paragraph. He has, hypertension control of clopidogrel and canipres and norvasc above, period. He has amphistatic hypertrophy treated with Flomax, 0.4 milligrams daily, period. New paragraph, he is, an iron for anemia and ammonium if needed for diarrhea, period. I will continue the same overall plan, and he's been made no CPR by his family. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating end of dictation.